These are your latest Newcastle headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilvy. First up, and the club have confirmed they will take legal action against the Premier League after their Saudi-backed takeover was rejected in the summer. PCP Capital Partners' £300 million offer to buy out current owner Mike Ashley, which was majority funded by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, was withdrawn at the end of July. The Premier League's refusal to accept that the buyers and the Saudi state were separate entities led to the deal falling through, and the Magpies have now released a statement where they have confirmed they will take legal action against the Premier League, while they also accuse them of leaking information in recent days. Moving on, and according to 90 Min, the Magpies are ready to listen to offers for midfielder Miguel Almiron, who has already been offered to prospective clubs by his agent, much to the annoyance of the club, and was believed to be agitating for a move in the summer. Almiron was the subject of controversial claims from representative Daniel Campos last week, declaring during an interview on Paraguayan radio that he could already have moved on had it not been for the pandemic impacting the transfer market. Campos name-dropped Atletico Madrid, saying Diego Simeone's side were interested, but stopped short of making an offer, and has since made further comments talking up interest from Inter Milan. The agent also said his client wants to play more possession-based football, and that he expects Almiron to make what he describes as a leap in quality from Newcastle soon. Finally, midfielder Matty Longstaff has teamed up with a new agent. The 20-year-old, who was previously with Bezeyspor, has announced he is joining the same agency as England legend Wayne Rooney and current Three Lions star Harry Maguire. A statement from Triple S, the company that was founded by former Newcastle chairman Freddie Shepherd, said they were delighted to welcome him to their ranks. Longstaff signed a 2-year deal in the summer after a plan for him to develop into a first-team regular was believed to have been agreed upon. That's all for now. We'll have more later.